Welcome to Topic 7. In this part of the course, we move deeper into one of the most important realities of community chaplaincy, caring for households and the people inside them with dignity, patience, and wise boundaries. Community chaplaincy is not only about public moments. It is also about the quiet realities of daily life. Behind front doors, apartment walls, rural driveways, and senior housing units, people are carrying burdens that are not always visible from the street. A family may look stable yet be under deep strain. A widow may smile warmly in public, yet go home to silence that feels heavy. A single adult may seem independent, yet quietly feel forgotten. An older neighbor may be physically present in the community, but socially disappearing. A caregiver may appear strong while slowly wearing down. A homebound resident may go days with very little meaningful human contact. These are not side issues in community chaplaincy. These are central ministry realities. A community chaplain must learn to see households with layered wisdom. A household is not just an address. It is a living environment shaped by relationships, routines, grief, hope, conflict, finances, illness, fatigue, memory, and spiritual history. Even one person living alone still carries household realities, the rhythms of eating, sleeping, cleaning, medication, caregiving, loneliness, mobility, and family contact all affect how a person receives care. This is where the Organic Humans Framework helps us. A person is an embodied soul. That means care must honor the whole person. Spiritual encouragement matters. Prayer matters. Scripture matters. But we also remember that grief lands in the body, loneliness affects energy, caregiver fatigue clouds concentration, disability changes access, and fear can shape how a person responds to even simple offers of help. Ministry Sciences also helps us here. It reminds us that people often reveal pain slowly. Families have patterns. Some households are noisy with conflict. Others are quiet with emotional distance. Some older adults stop asking for help because they do not want to feel like a burden. Some widows and widowers receive strong support for a short time after the funeral, and then the community gradually disappears. Some caregivers become so focused on another person's needs that they lose touch with their own limits. A chaplain must learn to serve with patience, not assumption. That means you do not walk into a home situation acting like you already understand it. You do not assume the talkative family member is the most accurate narrator. You do not assume the quiet person has nothing to say. You do not assume older adults want pity. You do not assume loneliness always looks sad. Sometimes loneliness looks irritated, withdrawn, highly self-sufficient, or overly chatty. A wise community chaplain learns to bring calm presence into household life without becoming controlling or intrusive. That includes practical wisdom like this. Listen before advising, notice patterns over time, speak respectfully to older adults, be gentle with caregivers, honor disability realities without reducing a person to their limitation, take memory issues seriously without humiliating anyone, offer prayer by permission, share scripture with sensitivity, do not promise more than you can sustain, and do not let yourself become the emotional center of someone else's household story. You are not the savior of the family. You are not the replacement spouse. You are not the hidden counselor for the whole neighborhood. You are a chaplain called to bring Christ-centered care with dignity, boundaries, and wisdom. Sometimes that care is simple. A short visit, a porch conversation, a phone call, a prayer before surgery, a check-in after a funeral, a moment of patient listening when someone feels forgotten. Simple does not mean small. In many communities, one of the greatest ministry gifts is steady presence. Not dramatic presence, not controlling presence, steady presence. When people feel unseen, hurried, burdensome, or reduced to their need, a faithful chaplain can represent something very beautiful, a calm reminder that they are still image bearers, still worthy of dignity, and still seen by God. That is the heart of this topic.